Now in session. Order of business is introduction of bills.
No.
Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I was going to introduce all my friends in the upper galleries, but I'm going to pass. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
Hearing no objection, we are on that order of business. Introduction of bills. Madam Secretary, please read the pre-filed bills.
Senate Bill 1, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts. Senate Bill 2, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to actions prohibited on the rivers of this state. Senate Bill 3, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to business premises safety. Senate Bill 4, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to a quality rating system for child care facilities. Senate Bill 5, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to the Missouri County Planning Act. Senate Bill 6, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to the voting power of city mayors. Senate Bill 7, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to community codes. Senate Bill 8, introduced by Senator Champion, an act relating to crime laboratories. Senate Bill 9, introduced by Senator Champion, an act relating to the Missouri Health Net Oversight Committee. Senate Bill 10, introduced by Senator Champion, an act relating to hunting and fishing. Senate Bill 11, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to fuel ethanol. Senate Bill 12, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to Board of Education policies on teacher pay. Senate Bill 13, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the authority to construct, maintain, and operate toll facilities. Senate Bill 14, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act relating to disqualification of candidates for public office. Senate Bill 15, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state in Jasper County to Missouri Southern State University. Senate Bill 16, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act relating to insurance identification cards. Senate Bill 17, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to repealing the death penalty. Senate Bill 18, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Missouri Universal Health Assurance Program. Senate Bill 19, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the implementation of the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement. Senate Bill 20, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less. Senate Bill 21, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to advance voting. Senate Bill 22, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to ballots. Senate Bill 23, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to education. Senate Bill 24, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to education funding. Senate Bill 25, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to education funding. Senate Bill 26, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to alcohol beverage vaporizers. Senate Bill 27, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to protective headgear for operation of motorcycles or motor tricycles. Senate Bill 28, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to vested members of the Missouri State Employees Retirement System. Senate Bill 29, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to renewable fuel. Senate Bill 30, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to restricted license plates. Senate Bill 31, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to eliminating the position of Transportation Inspector General. Senate Bill 32, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to duty-free zones. Senate Bill 33, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the Missouri Strive to Succeed graduation program. Senate Bill 34, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps. Senate Bill 35, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to fair ballot language. Senate Bill 36, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to the penalties for certain forcible sexual offenses committed against children. Senate Bill 37, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to the public defender system. Senate Bill 38, introduced by Senator Root, an act relating to counties changing classification. Senate Bill 39, introduced by Senator Root, an act relating to the 45th Judicial Circuit. Senate Bill 40, introduced by Senator Root, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program. Senate Bill 41, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to protecting children from sexual offenders. Senate Bill 42, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the Teacher Choice Compensation Package. Senate Bill 43, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the telemarketing no-call list. Senate Bill 44, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to private jails. Senate Bill 45, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to certain tax credit programs administered by the Department of Economic Development. Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the sentencing of felons. Senate Bill 47, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to educational requirements for certain law enforcement personnel. Senate Bill 48, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to authorization to close certain records. Senate Bill 49, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to sales tax for trade in or exchange transactions. Senate Bill 50, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to equal employment practices. Senate Bill 51, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 52, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to domestic violence. Senate Bill 53, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to adoption records. Senate Bill 54, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to guardianship of minors and incapacitated adults. Senate Bill 55, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to school district records. Senate Bill 56, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to educational funding. Senate Bill 57, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to billboards. Senate Bill 58, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles. Senate Bill 59, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the transportation of radioactive waste. Senate Bill 60, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to teaching standards. Senate Bill 61, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to youth smoking. Senate Bill 62, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to parenting coordinators. Senate Bill 63, introduced by Senator Root, an act relating to dog fighting. Senate Bill 64, introduced by Senator Root, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 65, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to telephone calls. Senate Bill 66, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to filing financial interest statements. Senate Bill 67, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to the operation of golf carts and motorized wheelchairs upon city streets. Senate Bill 68, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to criminally negligent storage of firearms. Senate Bill 69, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to property insurance. Senate Bill 70, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to third-party candidates. Senate Bill 71, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions made to mentally retarded and developmental-type disability care providers. Senate Bill 72, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the transfer of long-term care beds to certain new healthcare facilities. Senate Bill 73, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 74, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to an income tax credit for poll workers. Senate Bill 75, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the Land Assemblage Tax Credit Program. Senate Bill 76, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the Volunteer and Parents Incentive Program. Senate Bill 77, introduced by Senator Stoker, an act relating to comprehensive day rehabilitation services under the Missouri Health Net Program. Senate Bill 78, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the establishment of the Missouri Senior Cadet Program. Senate Bill 79, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to anti-bullying policies. Senate Bill 80, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to homeless person assistance. Senate Bill 81, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the criminalization of displaying a noose. Senate Bill 82, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the unlawful use of weapons. Senate Bill 83, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to stun guns. Senate Bill 84, introduced by Senator Pergeson, an act relating to designation of the specialist James M. Finley Memorial Bridge. Senate Bill 85, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the Missouri Special Needs Scholarship Tax Credit Program. Senate Bill 86, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to illegal use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 87, introduced by Senator Crowell, relating to an income tax exemption for Missouri Health Net reimbursements. Senate Bill 88, introduced by Senator Stoffer, relating an act relating to state tax system incident management. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Stoffer, an act relating to inspectors or surveyors of long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 90, introduced by Senator Stoffer, an act relating to certificate of need. Senate Bill 91, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to securities regulation. Senate Bill 92, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to the Missouri Securities Act. Senate Bill 93, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to the establishment and administration of a drunk driving memorial sign program. Senate Bill 94, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to child care subsidies. Senate Bill 95, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to absentee voting. Senate Bill 96, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to educational needs and rights for foster children. Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to a post-secondary education entrance examination preparation program. Senate Bill 98, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to an income tax deduction for qualified hybrid motor vehicle purchases. Senate Bill 99, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the Predictable Property Tax Act. Senate Bill 100, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to transportation of radioactive waste. Senate Bill 101, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to the membership of Department of Mental Health review panels. Senate Bill 102, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to political subdivision services bidding standards. Senate Bill 103, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to small business health insurance expenses deduction. Senate Bill 104, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to immunizations against the human papillomavirus. Senate Bill 105, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the Missouri Earned Income Tax Credit. Senate Bill 106, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the election offenses. Senate Bill 107, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to a tax deduction for higher education expenses. Senate Bill 108, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to equal rights under the law. Senate Bill 109, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to human rights. Senate Bill 110, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to establishing a process to designate interstate interchanges after members of the United States Armed Forces who have been killed in action. Senate Bill 111, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to non-resident entertainer and athlete tax revenues. Senate Bill 112, introduced by Senator Crowell, relating to the shock incarceration program. Senate Bill 113, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the issuance of Missouri Development Finance Board Development Fund contribution tax credits. Senate Bill 114, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the administration of driver improvement programs by the Centralized Violation Bureau. Senate Bill 115, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to initiative and referendum petitions. Senate Bill 116, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Persistence to Graduation Fund. Senate Bill 117, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to school funding. Senate Bill 118, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to solid waste management. Senate Bill 119, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to the imposition of a fee upon wireless phone services for provision of enhanced 911 services. Senate Bill 120, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the inclusion of small employers in the state health care plan. Senate Bill 121, introduced by Senator Pergeson, an act relating to a two-year moratorium on all state tax credit programs. Senate Bill 122, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to recall of ambulance district board members. Senate Bill 123, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to county collectors. Senate Bill 124, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to billboards. Senate Bill 125, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the planning and design of transportation projects. Senate Bill 126, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to prohibiting discrimination in life insurance based on lawful travel destinations. Senate Bill 127, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to math, engineering, technology, and science week. Senate Bill 128, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the authority to enter into design-build highway project contracts. Senate Bill 129, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communication devices by school bus drivers. Senate Bill 130, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless telecommunication devices while operating a motor vehicle upon the highways of the state. Senate Bill 131, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to vacant property registration fees. Senate Bill 132, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to school safety. Senate Bill 133, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to the public benefit of post-secondary education. Senate Bill 134, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to the creation of the Brain Tumor Awareness Organization specialty plate. Senate Bill 135, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to salaries for school nurses. Senate Bill 136, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the New Markets Tax Credit Program. Senate Bill 137, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the Nurse Licensure Compact. Senate Bill 138, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating solely to the creation of an earned income tax credit. Senate Bill 139, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to state funding for education. Senate Bill 140, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to criminal non-support. Senate Bill 141, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to paternity determinations. Senate Bill 142, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the reauthorization of certain tax credit programs. Senate Bill 143, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to grain dealers. Senate Bill 144, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the prostate cancer pilot program. Senate Bill 145, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 146, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to tax relief for persons assisting seniors or disabled citizens. Senate Bill 147, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to the Missouri Healthy Workplace Recognition Program. Senate Bill 148, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to tax deductions for health savings accounts. Senate Bill 149, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to healthcare technology. Senate Bill 150, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol employees' retirement system benefits. Senate Bill 151, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to the personal finance graduation requirement. Senate Bill 152, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to nurse student loans. Senate Bill 153, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to the sale of milk. Senate Bill 154, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to nonprofit sewer companies. Senate Bill 155, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to disclosure of the distribution of state funds. Senate Bill 156, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to travel clubs. Senate Bill 157, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to autism as addressed by the Division of Developmental Disabilities. Senate Bill 158, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to health management of captive deer. Senate Bill 159, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to stealing livestock. Senate Joint Resolution 1, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the Missouri Savings Account Fund. Senate Joint Resolution 2, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the Highways and Transportation Commission authority to finance, construct, operate, and maintain toll facilities. Senate Joint Resolution 3, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to laws that are retrospective in operation. Senate Joint Resolution 4, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the assessment of real property. Senate Joint Resolution 5, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to assessors.
Senator from Buchanan, or from St. Francis.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of introduction of bill. And
introduction of bills. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 160, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the regulation of methamphetamine precursor substances. Senate Bill 161, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to investments by the Board of Trustees of Police and Firemen's Pension Systems. Senate Bill 162, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to disclosure of the distribution of state funds.
Senator from St. Francis.
We now go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions, and I believe there's one at the dot.
Concurrent resolutions. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
State Concurrent Resolution 2, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to recognition of October 3rd as Science Day.
Madam Secretary, please print that in the journal. Senator from St. Francis.
If the Senate would now go to the order of business, the message to the governor, I believe the message to all appointment letters, I would ask that the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
Senator, the reading shall be waived, and Madam Secretary, please print the messages in the journal. Senator from St. Francis.
Without objection, Mr. President, the Senate will now put in the order of business of messages from the House.
Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 3. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. House Resolution 3. Be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 95th General Assembly, First Regular Session, inform the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session, ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 95th General Assembly is hereby instructed to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives is now duly organized with the following officers to wit. Speaker Ron Richard. Speaker Pro Tem Brian Pratt. Chief Clerk D. Adam Crumless. Doorkeeper Don Kohlmeyer. Sergeant at Arms Ralph Robinette. Chaplains Reverend Monsignor Donald W. Lammers, and Reverend James Earl Jackson. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 4. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. House Resolution 4. Be it resolved that a message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, First Regular Session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution.
Senator from St. Francis.
I would ask consent to accept in a correspondence from the President, pro tem, and would you print that, have that printed in the journal?
Senator, thou shall be granted, and it shall be printed in the journal.
There you go. Senator? Mr. President, at this time, without objection, the Senate. And we go to the order of business. Announcements. Hearing none.
Seeing none. Senator.
Then, with Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.